Now, let me ask you this much, because this is the heat of every conversation that I hear, and no matter what side you're on, some people say it's a great thing that we give driver's license to illegal aliens. Some people say it's not. Senator Jennings authored that bill. Am I correct on that, Tom?
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't think they fully understand what the bill was.
I would love for Senator Jennings to call and tell me why he voted for that, because 75% of his district in a poll didn't want that. So I'm a little confused.
If they understood what it is, you know, we have a tremendous workforce, and what we have a lot of migrant workers, seasonal voters.
I understand that.
But what he did want was for migrant workers. There used to be
there was a program,
right? And he wanted those people to, highly monitored, very, very strict. That when they came in, you know, for the seasonal workers, they had to have a license to drive.
I understand what he might have wanted, but I'm going to tell you today, when I travel outside of New Mexico, starting in January, I will have to have a passport to travel even the neighboring Texas and Colorado or Arizona. And that is an unfair burden that I have to spend that money of $150 for each one of my kids. And I got four at home, plus a wife. That six people have to get a passport. That's my only issue. And that's my sole issue.
And I do not believe that is a fact.
Well, I know it's a fact because I went on the Homeland Security website today. New Mexico driver's license will not be accepted as a form of identification. Morning, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
Hey, man, you got to keep Tim Jennings because Cliff Perdo will lose all his employees, man.
What do you mean?
Exactly. You don't want to give license to legal immigrants. How's he going to keep his employees?
So you're saying that Cliff Perdo hires illegal immigrants?
I wouldn't doubt it.
But do you know that?
He hung up.
Okay, that's a vote for Tim Jennings.
Okay.
Morning, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. I'm on the road to Artesia.
All right, so who are you voting for?
Tim Jennings.
And tell me why.
I'm telling you that I would vote for our economy, and Tim Jennings supports that. So my issue is that I'm sure Mr. Pirtle is a wonderful person, but I don't think that he's the person that needs to be up there. I do take issue with something you said this morning. You said you've been on the Homeland Security website, and great, good for you. Why have you not read the bill that Senator Jennings tried to pass? It's on the web. It's on the internet. It's underneath his legislative bills. Why have you not read that? And found out why he supported driver's licenses for foreign nationals so that they could work, so that they could support our economy.
Well, let me put it this way. In my humble opinion, and I'm not endorsing any candidate, I really don't care why. All I care about is that I have to pay $150 times six. That's the only thing I care about. And I've said that from day one.
Okay. Did you, in fact, support the Patriot Act? Because that's why you have to have a passport.
My pocketbook is going to be hit when I travel. So,
yeah.
I mean, look, and I'll say it, and hopefully I don't offend anybody. I never believe that foreigners should be put before citizens. Sorry.
They aren't.
Yeah, they are, because I'm the one having to get a passport.
Oh, well, good luck. And Tim Jennings has my vote.
All right,
well, do. You know, the rest of
Marking.
A lot of people.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Taking a minute. 7:42. Now I'm really late. 623-9499. Hermosa Plastic Surgery. By the way, my foreigner just walked in. I love you, my darling.
I love you, baby.
My immigrant has just walked in.
I'm legal. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Hermosa Plastic Surgery. Taking a minute to talk about face, body, breast, skin. Dedicated to an...
Call B and Tom now.
Eyes and shine.
All right, 7:59. Earl Pitts coming up next. Morning, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
Calling from Roswell.
All right, talk to me this morning. Who are you voting for in District 32, the upcoming Senate election?
I'm going to vote for myself, Cliff Pirtle.
Cliff Pirtle, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in this morning.
And I invited Senator Jennings to call in, so I want to make sure that he gets the equal opportunity. Tell me why you are a better candidate than the guy that's been there since 1979.
Well, I just want to stick to the issues, and I feel like I'm the conservative choice. And, you know, when it comes down to education, he's going to be for the status quo. I'm for reforming education. So, you know, to say this is a one-issue race, it's not. It's a multi-issue race. The most popular issue right now is obviously the driver's licenses. And, I mean, people are upset about it, and rightfully so. To fly from here to Dallas, that's Dallas, Texas. That's in the United States. We're going to have a passport. And so, I mean, I have a problem with that, hardworking New Mexico citizens are going to be out of pocket $150 just to fly within our country.
Right. Yeah. And somebody called, so I'm going to give you a chance. Somebody called and said, you know, your family owns dairies. That must mean that you hire illegals. I'm going to give you a chance to answer that because I thought that was a low blow.
Well, that's definitely a low blow. Everybody that we hire is either a U.S. citizen or a legal resident of the United States. I mean, it's against the law to hire people who are undocumented. And so we follow the law, and everyone that we hire has valid documentation. And they're really hardworking, great people, and we really enjoy working here in Chavez County. And that's one of the reasons why I'm running, is I want to represent this district and the hardworking people of this district.
Now, before I let you go, there's been numerous counts of in the newspaper and on the radio, and I'm sure in TV too, that you are nothing more than a puppet for the Tea Party. I'm going to let you answer that because I've been called the same thing, Cliff. I've been called the voice of the Republic. You know, I am nothing more than a speaker for the Republican Party. And yes, I am a registered Republican, but I voted for Democrats plenty of times. This last election, I voted for two. So I vote for whoever I think's the right candidate. So I want you to tell me about them saying that you are a puppet.
Well, you know, it boils down to the fact that we've brought up his record, and he's voted 7 times for partial birth abortion, 22 times against parental notification. He's voted for higher taxes. He's obviously supported the driver's licenses for illegals, and basically what it boils down to, he can't defend his record, so they've resorted to name-calling. And, I mean, it does affect people. It's, you know, I'm just trying to go with my day-to-day life, you know, work my job, take care of my family, and do these things. And, you know, to resort to name-calling, I'm not for that kind of politics. I want to stay above that. I want to stick to the issues. And that's what it's all about. We need to talk about the issues that are important to Chavez and Eddie and Otero counties. And that's what this race has to be about. We need to focus on the issues.
Well, Cliff, I appreciate you taking your time, and I encourage Senator Jennings to call, and we'll give him the equal opportunity. Cliff,
I've been trying to get in since 6 a.m. this morning, so.
Good luck.
We wish you the best of luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate you. Senator Jennings, how are you doing this morning?
Doing good.
All right. So I don't know if you were listening. Cliff Pirtle got through on the phone lines. We wanted to give you the equal opportunity to talk about why people should vote for you in this upcoming race.
Well, I think I'm the best candidate. I have the most experience. I've been there a long time, but in that I've gained an awful lot of knowledge about the state.
Yeah, Mr. Senator, this is Tom Reese. Mr. Pirtle said that that you're not looking out for the best interests of New Mexicans simply because one of the issues that's before voters is the driver's license issues. Now, explain yourself about why you voted for this.
You know, it takes a little bit of time, but you have to understand where we are. You have to understand where we are as a state. And number one, the federal government could solve all this problem if Congress would get off their duff and do something. And we could have a Bracero program. We could have any kind of a program.
I'm going to ask you, Senator, is it a unfair burden on tax-paying U.S. citizens to make us have a passport to travel to even neighboring states.
Well, right. You know, I don't know that that's necessarily going to happen. You know, the government starts a lot of things and then they postpone it. You have to look. This is an unfunded mandate that the federal government passed on to the states. And either you're for unfunded mandates or you're not. And you have to turn around. Look, they passed this down. 30 states told them they refused to do it.
But we're only two states now that give driver's license to undocumented immigrants.
And so I understand that. But, you know, the when you look at it, what happened in 2003 is we passed to solve the uninsured motorist problem that we had here.
Where do we stand right now in uninsured motorists?
You know, I don't have those percentages now. I can just tell you that.
So are we better than every other state? Because every other state besides, I guess, Washington State and New Mexico have said, we're going to do what the feds say. Do we have a better program?
Well, I think that they're, you know, when you look at the Tenth Amendment, if you believe in it, and about the powers that are pertained to the state stay there, and the ones that, you know, if they're not specifically designated to government, I mean, that's another thing. And you believe in it, then I think you ought to practice what you preach.
Now, Senator, we had a caller this morning claiming that you had cut the budget to our state to correctional departments in the last state legislature. Now, is that true? And even Mr. Pirtle mentioned this morning that he is a conservative Republican. Are you still a conservative Democrat? Answer those two questions, and then we can go on.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm as conservative as anybody, more than an awful lot of people up there.
I got one more question, and then we got to go because we got to get caught up. But
well, I'm just getting started.
I got to pay the bill, Senator.
You've been paying them all day. I guess I'm not in Roswell, so I can't tell you. But
hey, the latest newspaper ad that came out is Cliff Pirtle, your opponent, is nothing more than a Tea Party puppet, and since it is your ad, I want to ask: is that what you believe?
Yeah, the ads and the things that are going against me are all from the governor's camp and Pirtle's camp or whoever's camp. I don't know who else's camp. They are the Reform New Mexico camp. Okay.
Do you believe he's a puppet for the Tea Party, Cliff Pirtle?
Well, I don't even know that much about Cliff Pirtle. I just know that he was doing it when he ran against Steve Pierce. You know, he was mad at Steve Pierce for something. I don't know that much about Mr. Pirtle. I just have to tell you that's the truth. Puppet or not, I don't know. But it sure looks to me like other people are telling him what to do.